This is Truth from the Heart with Travis Sullivan, and today's not going to be a typical episode. It's going to be a little bit different because this is more of a special update rather than one of my typical episodes. I did kind of want to give you a little bit of update on what's going on in my life and update you about the podcast as well. First, I would like to remind you that you can find the podcast on most major podcast platforms, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. You can also email the podcast, truthfromtheheartpodcast@gmail.com. When I started this podcast, I was hoping to produce about 4 episodes per month. I was doing pretty well, and if you've been following this month, you know I haven't posted any new episodes, and so I wanted to just give you a little bit of a life update. For those who know my family, y'all know that this has been a year. A lot of things have happened, both good and bad. Thankfully, mostly good. My sister got married this month. We've had several things going on with the Bible program that my mom and I do and that most of my family helps out with as well. And so we've had different competitions in that coming up. And it's been a crazy month. That is why I've not posted any new podcast episodes. I have not given up on the podcast. I'm not planning to end it or anything like that. Again, I just have not had time to get new episodes recorded. And I just wanted to share with you what's going on in my life. And I will talk about some of that in some of these later episodes. But you will want to check back, because I have almost completed the script for a new episode that I'm going to be producing. It will be a little bit different from my other episodes as well, but I'm going to be talking about my mom's journey about finding her biological mother after 65 years, God's sovereignty, and the impact that one decision can make on many lives. You don't want to miss it. Again, I'm working on it now. I hope to have it done in the next couple of weeks. And in the meantime, I did want to go ahead and share a couple of songs with you that have spoke to me over the last several weeks. And if you know me, you know I'm a big fan of Gaither music and hymns. And here are 2 songs I heard that, again, have been anthems for me over the last few weeks. They've spoke to me, and I hope they speak to you as well. The first one is I Know Who Holds Tomorrow, and the second one is 2 versions of Till the Storm Passes By. The first one reminds us that we don't need to worry about tomorrow because God is in control. The second one reminds us that in the rough times in our lives, Jesus is always there with us and will be there as the storm passes by. I hope both of these songs are a blessing to you. I'll be back on the other side to wrap things up.
I don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from its sunshine.
Understand. that be my portion, maybe through the flame or flood, but his presence goes before me, and I'm covered.
In the dark of the midnight, I oft hid my face while the storms howled above me. Seems there was no hiding place. But mid the crash of the thunder, precious Lord, hear my cry and keep me safe till the storm passes by. Now when the long night has ended and the storms come no more, let me dwell in thy presence on that bright and peaceful shore. There in a land where the tempest never comes, Lord, may I dwell with thee till the storm passes by. Oh, till the storm passes over, till the thunder sounds no more, till the clouds roll forever from the sky. Hold me fast, let me stand in the hollow of thy hand. Keep me safe till the storm passes by. Oh, till all the storms pass over, till the thunder sounds no more, till the clouds just roll forever from the sky. Till the storm passes by. Lord, keep us safe till our storms pass by. And they will pass, darling.
Vestal Goodman.
That was I Know Who Holds Tomorrow from one of the Gaither recordings, and featuring one of my favorite bass singers, George Yance, and the great Larry Ford. The next two were different versions of Till the Storm Passes By, both, of course, as well from the Gaither recordings, and both featuring Vestal Goodman, another one of my favorites. I hope those were a blessing to you. And again, I am working on more episodes. Hope to have some new ones out in a couple of weeks. And in the meantime, just keep sharing the current podcast episodes with your friends, your family, and especially those who don't know Christ. You can find the podcast on the various platforms, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, and more. I do appreciate you tuning in. Again, I just wanted to give you a little bit of an update, let you know everything's fine. I'm all right. I've just been busy. Life has kind of caught up with me a little bit, and so I'm trying to get some new episodes out for you. I hope that you are blessed by the episodes. I just want you to know that there are some more coming as God continues to speak to me in my life. This has been a special episode of Truth from the Heart. I'm Travis Sullivan. Remember, Jesus is King. Maranatha, and God bless until next time.